And I'm Mary Angish. Charlie Nardozzi is here with me. Good day to you, Charlie.
Good day, Mary.
Happy October.
Happy October, Rob.
Time is marching on. There's frost in the air, but there's still vegetable plants that are producing some things in the garden. And this time of year, I think we're kind of all wondering, like, what should we be doing? Are we harvesting these things? Are we protecting them? Are we letting it all go?
Well, that really depends on your personality.
Yeah.
But yes, October, you know, we've been getting these warm falls, and yeah, this is continuing. So some places I know have had a frost up in the higher elevations, but most places haven't.
Yeah.
So things are continuing in the vegetable garden, and there's some things you could do to encourage getting more harvests, and there's some things you could do to get ready for winter.
Okay.
So let's go through the big five.
Okay.
First one is to pinch. So you want to pinch any of your vining winter squashes and your pumpkins. So you're pinching the growth point and you're removing small fruits because they don't have enough time to mature this late in the season. But what you're doing by pinching is also sending more energy into the fruits that are maturing.
Okay.
So you get better production that way. You can do the same technique with Brussels sprouts. So if you have Brussels sprouts and you don't have those little sprouts all along the stem, or they're very small,
right,
whoosh, top the plant, just cut off the top of it. And what that'll do is send all the energy into the stem so you can get more and bigger Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
The next thing you could do is harvest your tomatoes. So if it's starting to get cold and frost is threatening, that kind of thing, if they have any color on them, look for the most blemish-free fruits and harvest those. Wash them, dry them, wrap them up in a piece of newspaper and put them in a warm place, a dark place, and they'll keep maturing. And certain varieties for next year that you might want to try, Long Keeper is one, Garden Peach. And then there's these Pomodoro L'Inverno tomatoes that I'm growing, these Italian heirlooms that I'm growing this year. They're small little grape-sized tomatoes. And you let those grow because they have thick skins, very little kind of juice inside and seeds inside. And then you form little risters. So you cut the stems of them long enough that you can make a rister out of them. You hang them indoors, and supposedly they'll last for 4 to 6 months. Stay tuned.
Yes.
I'm doing it, and I'll let you know.
Report back. Okay.
Exactly. You can also overwinter some of your favorite herb plants and some of your favorite vegetable plants. So the thing to do is if you have herbs in a pot, you want to pull the herb out, get rid of all that potting soil, wash out, clean out that pot, get some fresh potting soil, put it in there, and then, of course, cut them back and transition them inside into a sunny window. It has good air circulation. Keep them moist but not too wet. And some of these, like parsley and chives and rosemary, will last all winter long. You can be able to harvest from them, which is nice. If you have a favorite pepper plant, they do the same kind of technique with this, but first of all, you want to cut the pepper way back. No leaves. Get rid of all the leaves. Again, do the whole repotting that I mentioned. Bring them into a cool place, 50 to 55 degrees, maybe just some ambient light, and leave them there. They'll go dormant, and they'll just sit there all winter long, and then in the spring, you can put them back out in the garden, and they have a mature root system, so they're going to grow faster and produce fruit sooner for you. And the final one, spread some of the self-sowers. Lettuces that have gone to seed, mustard that have gone to seed. Cut off the seed heads while they're mature. Go out there and sprinkle around in some of the other beds. So
right,
you'll have lettuces and mustards growing up next spring. So enjoy it.
Such good tips. We have questions. This one from Suzanne in Saratoga, New York. Suzanne writes, I have many perennial gardens. In the last 10 weeks, I've received only 2 inches of rain. So I have two questions. Should I plant spring bulbs? I've ordered alliums, lilies, crocus, and I'm just not sure if I should attempt bulb planting because of the drought conditions. Second question, will my perennials recover for next year?
Yes, your perennials will come back. If they're tough perennials that have been healthy otherwise, no problem. As far as the bulbs, certainly you can plant, but not yet. You want, in Saratoga especially, you want to wait till late October, maybe even early November, to put the bulbs in the ground, because if you plant them too soon, they'll start growing this fall, and you don't want that.
And this last one from Andrea. Andrea writes, thanks for your piece about growing fig trees. I have a small but very warm south-facing garden space, perfect for some potted figs, but I wonder about what I need to do with them in winter. Do they also get cut back and wrapped like those in the greenhouse, and should I bring them inside? I have a very tiny house and not much room.
First of all, thanks for watching my social media feed that we're doing now with Vermont Public, all about gardening tips. Those will continue on Instagram. Let the leaves naturally yellow and drop. And as long as it doesn't get down into like the mid-20s, upper 20s, I just leave them outside. Let them go dormant. And then once they're dormant, you can bring them into a place that stays above freezing, but hopefully below 50. It could be an unheated garage, a shed. We put ours in a basement. Any kind of place like that. And then you just leave them there. You don't have to do anything. You know, once in a while, maybe once a month, just check the soil. If it's really dry, maybe give it a little water. water, but you don't have to do anything till the spring when they start getting a little greener, then move them out into a protected spot and then eventually outside. So that would be the technique to do to get them through the winter.
Okay. Questions? Send them. gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.